Today has been declared a national day of mourning in Macedonia because of the death of the guy you're hearing right now, Toshe Proeski. Proeski died early Tuesday morning when the car he was riding in crashed into another vehicle and then into a guardrail. He was only 26 years old, but he'd already been anointed the Balkan Elvis. He'd played stadium concerts in Belgrade and Zagreb. To quote Macedonia's president, quote, "We all couldn't help but love Toshe Proeski." Unfortunately, the bad news was the first time many of us at the BPP had even heard about this guy. We thought we'd call Liliana Ristova. She's editor of the Canadian Macedonian News in Toronto. She's also a huge Toshe fan and even got to interview him when he traveled to Toronto. Hi, Liliana.
Hi, Luke. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Good morning to all your listeners. And I would like to apologize right away for my mistakes, because when I speak English, my English is second language, so I hope everything is going to be fine.
Well, it's a lot better than my Macedonian, so don't beat yourself up, Liliana.
Thank you.
You met Toshe Proeski when he came to Toronto. What was he like?
I met him twice. He was a young guy when I met him, very young. He was only 21 or 22. It was for the Days of Macedonian Cultures 4 years ago, and he was a part of that manifestation. I can say right away, my impression for him was that he's such an amazing soul, such a good human being. He was hugging everybody. He was smiling. He looked young, but at the same time he was acting very mature, like he knew exactly what he was doing, but his voice was amazing. He could sing everything from Macedonian songs to pop music to opera. I just have not enough words to explain his charisma.
Yeah, right. Well, for people here in the States and other places who had never heard of Toshe, can you try to explain, where did he rate in Macedonia? I mean, was he like the Rolling Stones are in the U.S. or Bruce Springsteen or something? I mean, was he a national hero?
He was a national hero. Of course, he was a national hero first because he was very, very talented. And then I already said he has a huge charisma on people. We felt like he was a part of our homes, our families. He was young. He was like our child. But the biggest thing about Toshe Proeski is that he crossed all the borders in the Balkans. We're talking about the Balkans after all those terrible wars. And everybody accepted Toshe. Toshe was number one in Serbia, number one in Croatia, number one in Bosnia, and of course number one in Macedonia. I was in Macedonia just recently. I came back on October the 6th, and Toshe's concert was his last concert. Was on October the 5th. I couldn't be there because I was one of the judges for Miss Macedonia, for Miss World. So I
Quite a life you lead, Liliana.
Thank you very much. I'm just an ethnic journalist. Yeah, I've been publishing this newspaper for the last 6 years. So I just couldn't be there. But I remember this moment. I never buy CDs, for example, because my son and my nephew who live with me, they have tons of CDs, all different kinds of music. I was in Skopje in downtown. I was just walking around, and I thought, why don't I buy the last CD of Toshe Proeski? And I didn't know even the store for this kind of stuff. So I looked around, and I bought his last CD, me, first time. I don't know what kind of feeling, you know, told me to do that, but I did it. And the title of his last CD is Igri bez granice, which in English means games without borders.
Well, can I just ask, Liliana, you're a big fan. What went through your mind when you heard that he had passed away?
What went through my mind, it was why big people who young who are still young, but they already touched the stars. Why they die so young?
Well, let's as we
what crossed my mind, because I'm Macedonian, it was, for example, Alexander Macedon, so-called Alexander the Great. Then I compare the situation right now in Macedonia, because everybody's on the street. Nobody slept last night. The president, the prime minister, the government, everybody was waiting for Toše's coffin to come back to Macedonia from Croatia. So I compare the situation with, let's say, the death of Elvis Presley in the States, in your country, the death of John Lennon as well. Like people feel like they lost somebody who is a part of their family, as I said. They Toše was a new hope in the Balkans. Toše brought something new. Toše gave a hope that Balkan can be still again friendly, be united in a term of be friendly, be human to each other.
Well,
I hope you understand what I'm saying.
I do, and let's just...
He was the only one who was capable with his voice, with his charisma.
Well, let's hear some of his voice, Liliana, as we end this. Let's hear some of his voice. This is a song called Oset, Oset, Clear Sun. Liliana Ristova, editor of the Canadian Macedonian News in Toronto.
Amazing Macedonian old folk song, yeah. And I would like to say that some people...
Mesečino, zajdi mi u dalise.
All right, well, Liliana Ristova, getting very excited about our friend Toše Proeski. Thanks so much for being on the show.